Des fois j'entends des gens sentir pas à ma place, comme si l'Occident colonialiste avait laissé des traces. La culpabilité portée par les mauvaises personnes, un cœur qui demande pardon, un autre qui réceptionne. Je peux pas faire carrière dans un système qui ne me comprend pas. Y a des limites à s'adapter, y a des raisons de porter ma croix. Je peux pas signer de gros contrats, qu'est-ce qu'ils feront de mon argent? S'acheter un F-150, une autre maison de vacances qui restera vide 95% de l'année, pendant que certains de mes frères sont ni chauffés ni éclairés. De toute façon je crois que j'écris plus si bien que ça. En plus je me laisse intimider par mes vieux textes au niveau, viser la lune comme si j'étais signé chez la NASA. Avec aucune, j'y bien aucune chance de perdre contre mes rivaux. Je commence à vaincre ma dépression, mais si demain je réduis ma dose, je retomberai là où mon estime se noie sous les hématomes. Je sais que je n'ai pas toujours raison, je sais que tu n'as pas toujours tort. J'essaie d'écouter avant de répondre, tu vaux plus que mon amour propre. Tu sais que je t'aime, et je sais plus comment te le dire. Peut-être que c'est le temps de faire, et plus le temps de parler. Je sais que je n'ai pas toujours raison, je sais que tu n'as pas toujours tort. J'essaie d'écouter avant de répondre, tu vaux plus que mon amour propre. Tu sais que je t'aime, et je sais plus comment te le dire. Peut-être que c'est le temps de faire, et plus le temps de parler. Tu sais mon frère, j'aimerais enfin te savoir libre. Le jeune garçon que j'ai connu devra un jour te regagner. Parce que la vie c'est la souffrance, mais c'est aussi la paix, l'amour, les rires, la joie d'être ensemble. Les yeux fermés, on voit tout noir. Il faut parfois les ouvrir pour pouvoir croiser un regard qui nous donnera l'envie de vivre. Sensei H. Ce que vous venez d'entendre, c'est juste un jeu prolongé en attendant l'amour du troisième couplet. Avec ces chansons, on est revenu à l'essence de Sensei H. On veut faire honneur aux albums que j'écoutais quand j'étais plus jeune. Merci à la section d'assaut, Cynic, Youssoupha, Kerry James, Sniper. Merci à JB pour le mix. Merci à Yves pour le master. À la drum, vous entendez en ce moment Emmanuel alias. Et comme d'habitude, à la prod, Véron. Il y a certainement des choses qui vous ont échappé, et si j'étais vous, je recommencerais du début.
Sensei Age, that's Sensei H to you and me, with one of her new singles. That was Tu sais mon frère from the new EP En attendant l'homère. Good morning, everyone. I'm Rick Talenter. This is exactly what nobody wanted on WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM and streaming at WMFO.org. Thanks for being here. Looks like it's going to be a nice Friday for a change, and that's fun. We deserve it. Here's a set of songs by some Scots bands. Why not? Here's Letter from America by the Proclaimers.
From Westeros to Nova Scotia, we should have sold ya. But you know our sense of timing, we always wait too long. When you go. more, Lewis no more, Sky no more, Loch Harbour no more, Sutherland no more, Lewis no more, Sky no more, Loch Harbour no more, Sutherland no more, Lewis no more, Sky no more. Back to a dying mutual friend, cause doing our duty, and though we are pretty colours, do we have to roam the world to prove how much you hurt? When you go, will you send back a letter from America? Take a look at the rail track from Miami to Canada.
Brought me down and made me frown. But there's a girl from New York City, she's just moved into town. As I trust real times and the old ones chuck real times in the slot machines, there's a Yankee come on over to get the streets a clean. Scotty run for the council and turn the place around, cause the stars shut down and Rialto's gone and my life beams upside down. Doesn't stop, cities like the lollipops, our voices seem profound. Because a girl
Scott's band Brogale with Girl from New York City. They've got a brand new album out. If you like that tune, I highly recommend you check the album out. Sounds a lot like that. It's awesome. Before that, we heard Teenage Fan Club with Did I Say. That goes back a ways. And at the top of that set, we heard the acoustic version of Letter from America by the Proclaimers from the 1986 album This Is the Story. That was before 400 Miles became a hit. Their one and only hit. I'm Rick Todhunter. Thanks for joining me here on Exactly What Nobody Wanted. Don't know if y'all are familiar with the record label Bongo Joe. It's a Geneva. It's based in Geneva, and they have a storefront and a cafe and all kinds of fun stuff there that you can visit. But they produce a lot of world music, a lot of really good world music. In fact, I'd go out on a limb here and say that they're my favorite world music label. They record old stuff, new stuff, and I've discovered a lot of great bands through them. So let's do a set of Bongo Joe songs, starting with Alton June's Goka Dunya.
prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
songs by bands recorded, or at least got their start, on Bongo Joe Records, the Geneva-based record label. We kicked that set off with Alton June and their single Gocha Dunya. Of course, Alton June went on to become global superstars, I guess, in a way. Probably are now recording on a label other than Bongo Joe, but there you have it. The deeply funky song in the middle was Yin Yin's One Inch Punch from their album The Rabbit That Hunts Tigers. And that last song, which I just love, was the Matalizzo Band with their tune Anafera Chiboda from their brand new album Magitala. Yes, it's on Bongo Joe Records. There you have it. Check out Bongo Joe. You won't be disappointed. Is it too early to rock and roll? I feel like I need some rock and roll to get going here this morning. So let's play some old-fashioned rock and roll. Here's the Bronx with Last Revelation.
Yeah! Hi.
All right, if you weren't awake before, you are now. That was the Joy Formidable with their 2011 tune, Whirring. It's a great tune to see them perform live. It's an amazing spectacle there at the end of the song. Before that, we heard Against Me, Laura Jane Grace's old band, with I Was a Teenage Antichrist. Sorry, not Antichrist. I Was a Teenage Anarchist. I don't know where that came from. From their album White Crosses, also 2011, I believe, yeah. And at the top of that set, we heard The Bronx with Last Revelation from The Bronx Album 4. I'm Rick Todhunter. You already know that the name of this show is Exactly What Nobody Wanted. What you may not know is that the show is named after a Jeffrey Lewis song. And guess who's playing Somerville next Friday? Yes, Jeffrey Lewis. Jeffrey Lewis and the Voltage will be playing at the Rockwell next Friday, July 25th. Doors are at 7. I'm so excited. And I'm going to play a set of songs by Jeffrey Lewis. Let's kick one off. Let's kick off with Jeffrey Lewis and the Voltage and the song that gave this show its name. Here's Exactly What Nobody Wanted.
Power, sending signals from a mystery tower. You didn't bother making sure it was sinking. It was a different way of working and thinking. Really wild and completely expressive. So creative and intense and obsessive. You were practically completely beyond it. And you were exactly just what nobody wanted. You were conscious and responsive and present. You weren't trying to make something unpleasant. You were just bouncing off of things that were trashy, and it was never very tricky or flashy. You had a vision that was clear and directed, and the ways it worked were all unexpected. You were unbelievable and you were undaunted, and you were exactly just what nobody wanted. But to me it was so awesome, so awesome, so awesome. This or that tip, then you flipped it over so it all seemed galactic. It was crazy, but you really believed it. You gave it everything and lived it and breathed it. You made a space where all these good things collided, and it made approximately no one excited. It's hard to speak about the stuff you invented. It was unique in how it all got presented. It hit the mark and never stopped going forwards, out of a darkness with no signs and with no words. It spoke a language that was instant and brutal, and it made all anywhere you look closely, but a lot of it can come or go mostly. But when something really cuts away the pretenses, when something really takes a swing for the fences, when something really knocks it out of the borders and rearranges all the usual orders, that's exactly what the track you were on did. And it was exactly just what nobody wanted. A berserk sea that fluttered in and receded. You were so perfectly what nobody needed. It pushed as far as you could make an idea go, and it exactly made an impact. And basically the public never responded. You were so amazingly what nobody wanted. I held on tight to every scrap that I took in, but it's like it all happened when nobody.
it's a real bad time to take a trip to China or a road that leads to Rome. But what's the hurry? Cause all that worry is coming right here to our home. And now it came ashore, and now it's at our door. It's coming for us, downtrodden masses. And if you're short of breath, it's that old black death getting medieval on our modern asses. And the human race is getting put in place. I've probably caught a case, I think I touched my face. I'm crying, holy geez, won't you spare us, please? This Beastie Boy's not licensed to ill. But for now, I've just got to chill. Stay alive indoors for one day more, and keep it chill in the East, Phil. Keep it chill in the East, Phil. Well, times were tough, but we had enough, and my friends mostly got by. But can't no one hire us, cause there's a virus, so now we'll go broke or die. And I've heard some say what's on the way is a civilized collapse. And you can keep pretending, you can keep on bending, but there's an ending when it snaps. And then the teeming hordes that can't take no more is gonna loot the stores, and then they're coming for us, and we can't leave town cause we're all locked down, and there's blood that's gonna spill. But for now, I've just got to chill. Stay alive indoors for one day more, and keep it chill in the East, Phil. Keep it chill in the East, Phil. Now I know right now we can't go out, and there's no one in the street. And the thing with that's that all the rats are gonna run out of snacks to eat. And it won't take long till they're a billion strong, and you know that rats ain't dumb. They're sure the food they're missing's now stored in our kitchen, so look out, here they come. So each virus life we save is gonna die in a mighty rat tidal wave. But I say, oh my goodness, if we'd understood this, there's things we could do still. But for now, I've just got to chill. Stay alive indoors for one day more, and keep it chill in the East, Phil. Keep it chill in the East, Phil. And while that's going down in my hometown, the orange clown who runs DC sees there's perfect cause to declare martial laws and cause elections indefinitely. And he calls the banks and says, let's all join ranks unless their money might get shared. So all his Ku Klux cranks patrol the streets with tanks, saying, behave and you'll be spared. Then you can't send mail out, you won't get no bailout, and there's no planes in jail now and no way to sail out. And if the internet's not a memory yet, it'll get surveilled outright, it will. But for now, I've just got to chill. Stay alive indoors for one day more, and keep it chill in the East, Phil. Keep it chill in the East, Phil. But I do understand that on the other hand, there's a lot that might go great. Maybe a wide alliance will respect more science in every nation and each state. We'll take total warning about global warming, and when the virus soon blows out, we'll have a full-on call for healthcare for all and better safety nets rolled out. With old ways on freeze and new priorities, this could be just what sees us set things more at ease. I'll put my mind at rest and just hope for the best, cause it don't even seem so strange. It's happened once or twice that when there's times of crisis, giant good things come from change. And it could heal the earth to not put money first, and this will sure slow greenhouse gases. Right now this makes things greener and makes the whole world cleaner, and we'll all see that when this passes. And we all know this will pass. And from Wuhan out to Texas, information is infectious. And when this phase is behind us, we'll catch a worldwide case of kindness. At least there's a chance we will. But for now we know the drill. Stay alive indoors for one day more, and keep it chill in the East, Phil. Keep it chill in the West, Phil. And keep it chill in Nashville. And keep it chill in the LA Hills. And keep it cool in Wuhan. And keep it cool in Iran. We'll all do what we can. Fate laughs at all plans. So keep it cool in all lands. Make sure everyone understands. Just stay in and wash your hands, and we'll keep keeping cool in all lands. I don't know how it started, I suppose it was about the 10th grade. I'd never bought much music, I just listened to whatever was played. But there was classic rock there on the radio, and it was blowing my mind. And it was all the records no one wanted now, so they were easy to find. So I started getting LPs. They only cost a little, and these LPs
were all the ones I needed from the 60s. With psychedelic art on all the great sleeves, much cooler and much cheaper than the CDs. And that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. There wasn't any internet, a lot of times you just took a shot. Pretty soon you figured out which records would be awesome or not. If the year was from the 60s, it was probably good bang for your buck. If the year was from the 80s, it was guaranteed to totally suck. I started learning about the LPs. At that time, education just cost low fees. $3 for this Dylan record, oh yes please. And the Cream and Rolling Stones and Arlo Guthrie's. A giant treasure trove was all for a penny. And that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. By 1994, I had completed all my Zeppelin and Floyd.
Zeppelin and Floyd.
I had all the early traffic, but their later stuff just made me annoyed.
Made me annoyed.
You realize that the radio just scratches at the top of the dirt.
Top of the dirt.
When $4 can buy you Crown of Creation with a lyric insert. So I had a lot of LPs. My friends were mostly clueless, it was just me. In an ocean of cheap vinyl like a black sea. I hardly had an income, but it was easy. An awesome world awaited with a cheap key. And someplace in the garbage they were just free. And that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. And then the 90s ended and I wasn't no teenager no more.
Teenager no more.
But I started getting shakes if I was passing any used record store.
Used record store.
I got the finger muscles you develop when you flip through a stack.
Flip through a stack.
Crate digging for the cheap and obscure, and there was no turning back. A total junkie for the LPs, and nothing in the world was gonna help me. CD quit no sooner than CL freeze. And there was nothing like the thrill of getting lucky. I'd be lying 5 feet to the breeze. Cause the world was still awash in LPs. And I still had the disease for LPs. Nowadays, that stuff is so expensive, I don't bother to try. Everything's reissued, and plus everything is priced really high. The field is overcrowded, it's impossible to get a good fix. So I walk right past the records, and I flip through all the used compact discs. Yeah, nowadays it's mostly CDs. No one wants to keep them, so there's plenty. Folk and punk and private press and rap and indie. Bonus tracks and liner notes are just empty. As long as I can still make a good discovery, I've still got that music hunger disease. That disease that I got from LPs. When they were dirt cheap in the 1990s. Whatever people don't want, that's the time to get it. Take a chance on something, it might blow your mind. And if it's cheap, there's less chance you'll regret it. Though I'm drowning in my stacks because of all the stupid albums I used to try. Nowadays, looking back, I just regret the ones I didn't buy.
All right. The mighty Jeffrey Lewis and the Voltage with LPs. Before that, we heard his Pandemic song, if you couldn't tell already. And that was Keep It Chill in the Eastville. And top of that set was exactly what nobody wanted, the song that gave its name to this show. Again, Jeffrey Lewis and the Voltage are playing the Rockwell in Davis Square next Friday, July 5th. July 25th at 7 p.m., doors at 7. I hope you will be there. I will be there. And, of course, I'll be playing more Jeffrey Lewis next week. All right, this is Rick Todhunter. You've been listening to Exactly What Nobody Wanted on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. Ryan's in the house. He's ready for Music Savage Show, so stick around. I'm going to leave you with the Bacow Rhythm and Steel Band's cover of Nothing But a G Thing. See you next week.